Over valley and mountain, river and plain, through wind and storm, rides Anne of the Air Lane.
Left Anne of the Air Lanes in the last episode, she, together with pilot Jack Baker, her Aunt Hattie, and Vic and Joe, two members of a diamond smuggling ring, were facing the prospect of being swept to sea under the force of a tropical hurricane that is swiftly bearing down upon the uncharted Coral Island. However, as we know, Pete Peterson, Jack's co-pilot with Interstate Airlines, and air hostess Kay Thompson, Jack's young brother Bobby, and a radio inspector, Art Morrison, are just about to land upon the island in a borrowed aircap speed ship, which also carries enough gasoline to ferry to the mainland the two ships stranded on the little islet. Just as Pete is about to land, he learns from a radio weather report that the storm has quickened its forward movement and will strike far ahead of its schedule. Will the pilots be able to bail enough gasoline into the two empty ships in time to make the dash ahead of the storm? Or will they be forced to take off in the borrowed aircraft, leaving part of the group on the island to face the fury of the wind and the sea? Listen.
Pretty snappy, Chief. This ladder's pretty shaky in this wind.
You boys certainly knew what you were doing when you take these ships down. You got that cap off?
Yeah, just about. But listen, Chief, you'll have to take the girls and Aunt Hattie and Bobby and make a dash for it in the aircat. We can't refuel these ships with the sand blowing the way it is. Fuel lines will be chopped up in less than a mile.
That's right. I never thought to bring along a strainer.
What's that about sand and fuel lines?
Jack can't pour that gas into this transport without the sand blowing into the wing tank. That means the fuel lines will get clogged. Dump somebody into the Atlantic.
Yes, fine mechanics, you fellas are. Just turn your head a minute. There, now. There you are. Just put that over your funnel and pour.
Hey, Aunt Hattie, this is all right, but wait.
Well, just give a woman a petticoat and a hairpin and she can build an airplane. Now hurry. I've had enough of this small edition of the Sahara.
Leave it to a woman. Here's a bucket, Jack. Pour away. And here comes Vic with another one.
Don't forget we have a little unfinished business, Baker. If we manage to ride out this storm...
I know, you're still thinking about me flying this transport to Africa. Well, it looks like the elements are going to take a hand in things. Here's the bucket, Pete. Hand me that other. Better hurry. These things only hold about 3 gallons apiece.
Back in a minute, Jack. That's okay about the elements, Baker. But I'm sticking with you, see? Things will take care of themselves when we get to the emergency field.
All right, we'll reach that bridge later. Here's your bucket. Beat it and fill it up. You've got that other aircraft to load up yet.
Just don't forget, that's all.
I must say, I prefer the company of the other one. That's Joe. Little on the dumb side, of course, but not nearly such a bloodthirsty rascal as this Nick.
Here's another bucket of gas, Jack. See, this wind is so strong I can hardly walk against it, and it seems to be getting stronger.
How are Joe and Morrison coming along with that air cast?
They're just putting in 30 gallons. That's 10 buckets.
How about keeping the sand from getting into the tank?
Joe used his undershirt for a strainer. It's okay. Just throw the bucket, Jack. I gotta get back and get some more.
See? I told you I like the one called Joe much better. He may not be so dumb at that.
Here you are, Jack. Kay just came over to Doug's aircraft. Said that she and Ann will have coffee ready so we can have some before we take off. Boy, I sure need it, too.
Won't go so bad with me, either. Back in a second with more of Jack.
And I think I'll go back to the hut and see how the coffee's going. I never saw an earth yet that could make what I thought was good coffee.
And how do you know that isn't so? I make good coffee, but I left it to Kay. She's a hostess, and they have to know how to make the best. Nearly finished, Jack?
Just about, Ann. Oh, that wind nearly took me off that time.
I'm going back to the hut, Jack, but we'll have coffee in just a minute, so hurry. Coming along, Ann Hattie?
Here, Baker. And you better get that coffee business over in a hurry. We're going to collapse those huts. That takes time. We ain't got much left.
If you'd hurry faster with your gasoline and not give so many orders, we'd get away from here faster. Come on, Ann, let's get back to the house.
Aunt Hattie, you never have told me how you came to be in the baggage compartment of that transport.
Well, I suppose you must know, so I'll make it short. When I reached the airport, I was about to go into the depot when I heard someone say something about having pilot data, and a nurse called Burton safely stowed away in a stolen plane, and that no one would be able to find them. Then one of them said that when the coast was clear, they'd make a run for the interstate hangar and get the ship and follow. I figured they meant that they would follow you and Jack. I saw the interstate building there and went inside. Well, the only airship was this one they brought here, so I thought it might be the one. And anyway, it wouldn't hurt to just find some place to hide and wait a few minutes to see.
But weren't you scared?
Scared? Of course I was scared. Then I got more scared to think they might find me. You know, I'd heard what they said, so I just had to sit tight and wait.
But, Aunt Hattie, just what did you think you could do to help us?
And all of my life I'd wanted an adventure, and here was one practically boxed under my nose. Oh, it's thrilling, Anne.
Yes, you're right, Aunt Hattie. It is thrilling. Well, here's the hut. You can hardly see it for the sun.
Welcome back, strangers. I was just sending the St. Bernards out into the blizzard to look for you.
My, that wind is really blowing.
I wonder how they're going to divide up the passengers on this thing.
I don't know, Aunt Hattie. Why?
Because I don't want to be in the same plane with that bitch.
I don't blame you a bit, Aunt Hattie. Say, Anne, while you were gone, that Art Morrison came in for a minute. He went over to the radio transmitter and fooled around with it. I think he sent a message of some kind.
Well, you tell me he's a radio inspector, so I guess he knows how to handle one. What did he say?
He was speaking awfully low into the microphone, but I did manage to catch that he was calling some station in Washington. And then he talked to someone there, but all I heard of the conversation was the longitude and latitude of somewhere.
That's funny, but I guess he knows what he's doing. I wonder if Joe ever got the call from Springfield telling where that drum of gasoline was they think is buried here.
Nope, not a word. He tried to raise Springfield a dozen times, too.
Hey, do you think that the doc they talk about is really Doc Tyler at the sanitarium?
Honestly, Anne, everything points to him. Especially when he practically threw Pete, Bobby, and Mr. Morrison and myself out of the sanitarium last night. But somehow, well, it just doesn't seem right that Doc Tyler is the head of a bunch of crooks, that's all.
Well, personally, I think it's hard to tell who's who these days. But I will say that whoever is at the head of the thing is going to pay for it. Why, this thing might have gotten us all killed. You just wait till we get back to the mainland and I can get to a police station. I'll show this sticker thing a true about...
Listen, isn't that one of the planes taking off? Oh, no, they wouldn't take off without... No, look. Look out that window. It's a plane flying low over the island, and it's not one of these.
There it is coming back. Maybe someone's been sent to rescue us and he's afraid to land.
He was certainly afraid to land, all right. There he goes, west toward the mainland.
Well, with the wind like this in his back, he ought to be there in 5 minutes. Well, 10 minutes at the outside. I wonder who it could have been.
Well, it doesn't make much difference. Seems the gentleman wasn't stopping for passengers. Okay, the coffee's boiling over.
Oh, I wish that Jack and Pete and the rest of them would hurry. This Jack is trembling in the wind.
The Jack isn't the only one that's trembling. The sooner we take off, the better.
Here they come now.
Hey, Jack. Do you think we'll be able to take off in this?
It doesn't get much worse in the next few minutes, Bobby. All set, folks?
Here's a cup of hot coffee for you. Oh, but where are Mr. Morrison and that Joe?
Joe said he was going to collapse the battery hut and the radio tower, whatever that means. Morrison's helping him.
In just about a minute, you're going to see what that means. The same thing happens to this place.
You mean you just flatten this place out so the wind won't hurt it?
Well, that seems to be something of the idea. Hurry up and down there, coffee. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, but how about the stuff that's in here? You can't just flatten that out like a camera or something, can you?
Say, I think I get the idea. I thought this floor sounded pretty hollow. You just let the place down into the sand, is that it?
Well, if they can do that, I don't see why we don't stay here. It's a lot safer than trying to take off in this gale.
In the first place, sister, the chances are that the waves will sweep right across this island. And in the second place, you see that strip of rubber around the edge of the roof? Well, this place just lets down into a watertight box. And that rubber strip makes us safe from everything, do you see?
As I've mentioned before, Morgan, you boys just think of everything, don't you?
Oh, hurry. That wind is getting stronger. We'll never be
able
to...
Come on, let's get out of here, all of you.
Oh, but Mr. Morrison and Joe, we can't leave without
them. They'll have to leave their refreshments.
But aren't we going to wash these cups, sir? You can't leave them like this.
We'll wash them when we come back.
When we come back?
Never mind. Now listen, Baker. Joe and I are going in the transport with you and Gorgeous. The rest can scatter any way they like. But you two stick with us, see?
Okay, but make it snappy. Bobby, you go with Pete and Kay and Doug's aircat. Morrison can handle the other aircat. With this tailwind, we shouldn't be more than 15 minutes at the most making that emergency field. You tell Morrison, will you, Pete?
Okay, Jack. Be at the field. And happy landings, guy. Come on, Bobby. Let's go, Kay.
With whom do I go, Jack? Or did you propose that I stay here?
You go with Morrison, Aunt Hattie. Best of luck. Now, all set?
Come on, we better be going. Give me a hand with this lid, Baker. Now, I just turned this valve, see?
It's going down.
And that gets it. Now, help me tighten these bolts.
Pete got his face started. Good luck, old boy. I sure hope Morrison is a good pilot.
Never mind about them. They'll take care of themselves or else. Get those things tightened.
Ready to take off? Morrison got the aircraft started, and that other fella got his started.
We're going to the transport with Baker and Gorgeous. Are the motors started?
Yeah. Morrison and me did that first.
Well, that seems to be that. Let's make a run for it.
Pete is taking off. Look.
Never mind about Pete. He's okay. Come on, Ann. Run. Come on.
All right.
Come on, that's it.
Here we are. Come with you, Baker. Me and Joe will pull up the stakes.
Okay.
Up in front here, Ann. That's it.
Well, there goes Morrison. No use yelling at them. They can't hear a thing in this wind.
They've got the stakes up. Here they come.
Boy. What a wind.
All in and never mind the wind. Okay, let her go.
Happy landing, Jack.
Thanks, Ann. We'll need them.
Taking off in the teeth of a 100-mile-an-hour gale. Will they all be together when the emergency field is reached? Or will a bit of a wing washed up on a beach tell the story of a motor that stalled, or a wing too frail for the mighty thrust of the gale? And what of the mysterious plane that flew low over the island? Was it a rescue ship sent out by the ringleader, Doc? Or could its visit have been in response to the radio call sent by Inspector Morrison? Perhaps some of these questions will be answered when we tune in the next episode. So be sure to be at your loudspeaker at the same time when we once again take up the thrilling adventures of Anne of the Airlines.